RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday night with you. 404-726-0929. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, Georgia was front and center today at SEC Media Days in Nashville. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to Jonathan Williams. He's a writer for Dog Daily. He is up in Nashville covering all things Georgia Bulldogs. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page at Dr. underscore J Will. Jonathan, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. Thanks for a few minutes on the show. How is Nashville treating you these last couple few days?
Oh, you know, Nashville's beautiful. Just taking in all the scenery, doing some work on the side, and just living it up this week.
So I did think it was interesting that Greg Sankey made the comment about that he was asked about whether or not the SEC title game would, you know, end up in Nashville. And he's like, look, we're laser focused on Atlanta. Why would they not be? Again, that has been nothing but a boom to the biggest city in the South. I mean, it's the mecca of college football. And obviously this has been, you know, historically, you know, the second, third, fourth most important game played in college football on an annual basis. I understand the media days moving around, but I don't think there's any reason to move the SEC title game out of Atlanta.
No, I don't think so either. You know, the SEC, while there has been so much change over the past couple of years, they're very much a conference that is built on tradition. And that conference championship game has been in Atlanta for a very long time. And I think a lot of the teams enjoy that it's in Atlanta because, I mean, it's a hotbed for travel-wise, so travel's easy. It's easy for teams to get there. And then also I think people just enjoy Mercedes-Benz Stadium in general, you know, a very nice stadium, a very nice venue to host the teams. I know Kirby Smart has mentioned multiple times how much they love making the trip over there. Of course, for him, though, it's only about an hour drive or so. But even then, it's just a very nice venue. I think the coaches and the players love it. So I just don't see there would be any need to move it out of there.
Jonathan, what did you think about the line of questioning toward Kirby Smart today? I mean, obviously there was a lot of hype and hoopla that was being built up as far as what he was going to be asked, but did any of that deliver at the end of the day?
No, I mean, I actually talked about it with some of my coworkers about how many questions we thought would get asked about, you know, the off the field issues and the speeding tickets and whatnot. And so we were actually kind of surprised that it was under only one question. And I think Kirby Smart did a good job of just answering the question, kind of doing it in a manner where there probably wouldn't be any more follow-up questions. And he didn't hide away from answering the question at all. He gave a very upfront answer. And then I think everybody else just kind of asked the typical business questions of SEC Media Days about the upcoming season and the culture of Athens and what the season outlook is.
And I don't mean this in a bad way or anything like that, but, you know, we're the media is always looking for storylines, you know, especially at SC Media. I mean, again, Saban and Jimbo Fisher going into last year, and, you know, there's always something that people are pointing to. And I did think it was just interesting. I mean, you think it's because Kirby already kind of addressed this here recently with media in Athens? Do you think that people thought they wouldn't get any different answer? I mean, I am just a little bit surprised that there wasn't a little bit more of a different tone and tenor toward a coach who, while he's had massive success, look, let's face it, this has not been a very good offseason for Georgia. I mean, that the off-the-field stuff has been front and center with this program. Why do you think that there wasn't a tougher line of questioning for Coach Kirby Smart?
Yeah, I think it does partly have to do with the fact that they did kind of get ahead of this before they came up to Nashville. You know, they wrote out a 9-page letter to the AJC, and they took care of business there. And they've kind of – seems like they wanted to go ahead and put that behind them and let them know that they've taken action already. And so that also gave people time to kind of digest the situation a little bit and maybe also time for their questions not to be so eager about this, what's going on. But then also, too – it's a big topic is the fact that they are coming off of two national titles. And so people want to know, what is Kirby Smart's mantra for the season, which we got that answered today. And then also, what is kind of the mindset of the team? What is the outlook of the season? How are they feeling going into this year? How is Kirby Smart feeling his squad is going to be prepared to take on the schedule and whatnot? So I think people maybe would rather ask questions about the upcoming season because, you know, a lot of these guys, this is the only time that they may see Kirby Smart this year, and they'd rather ask those questions about the season as opposed to a question that's kind of just in current events.
Jonathan Williams on the WadeFord.com hotline, writer for Dog Daily. I did think one of the interesting things is, you know, he was talking a little bit about complacency and stuff like that, and this is kind of my theory about that, if you bear with me for just, you know, a second here. You know, we have seen teams that have repeated, and there are writers and people alive that have covered repeat champions, okay? But you basically are dead if you covered the 1930 Minnesota Gophers. I mean, you there's probably not a player alive that's on that roster or what have you. I mean, so the idea of three-peating, that's almost like a far concept to even think about. We've seen repeating in college football, but certainly nothing to the level of three-peating. I definitely think, while they're not complacent, but I definitely think that nobody is expecting, even less than repeating, I definitely think that nobody's expecting the idea of three-peating for a national championship.
Yeah, and especially when just the current times of college football, you know, the introduction of NIL, that's changing, and recruiting has changed a good bit with that. And then also the fact that if Georgia and Kirby Smart were to three-peat this year, they would be doing it before the college football playoff expansion of 12 teams. And then they would also be doing it in the college football playoff era. I mean, they were the first team to repeat as champions in the college football playoff era. So to then three-peat doing that and then doing it before they expanded to 12 teams, I mean, that'd be a huge deal. It'd be huge for the program, and it'd be a huge momentum boost for them because once they go to 12 teams, you already know that Georgia is going to be in the playoffs every single year. Georgia will always be a top 12 team with Kirby Smart as its head coach. So, but just to do it in the 14 format, if you were to win three straight national titles, I mean, geez, you couldn't ever say anything about Kirby Smart or Georgia ever, ever again.
You know, I was at SEC Media Days here in Atlanta last year and got a chance to talk to Kirby, and we talked to Nolan Smith and Stetson Bennett, and, you know, had a chance to interview all of those guys. And, you know, again, it does feel like a different kind of team. What did you make of what Cedric Van Pran and some of these other guys, what did you make of what they had to say as, you know, again, they're now looking at potentially trying to find themselves in a three-peat championship, but I don't know that there was sort of the, how do I say, star power maybe, you know, that you've had over the last, you know, year or two. But what'd you make of what those guys had to say today?
Well, I think it was very unique, the three people that he brought. You know, Cedric Van Pran has always been a very vocal leader in that room. He was a guy that was a very big presence, a part of that team last year. And so for him to come back, that's a huge deal for him to be there, and but also a good decision by Kirby Smart to have that business-type guy that knows how to talk to the media, and he's always going to give you a good answer. I really like Cedric Van Brandt. But then also Kamari Lassiter, who the media really hasn't had much access to during his time at Georgia, but another guy that's going to be returning on that defense and a guy that spoke very highly of what Georgia's trying to do. And they kept just, you know, giving the same things. What Kirby Smart said, those players were saying the same thing about complacency. That's what we're trying to avoid. And those are the things that we're focused on. We're focused on what's ahead of us. We're not focused on what's behind us. And then, of course, Brock Bowers, who is the biggest star of the show, but he's not going to give you much in those interviews. I kind of always think that he reminds me a lot of how Nick Chubb was in the media. Like, obviously uber talented, but you would never know by speaking to him. And he's just going to sit there and do his business.
Yeah, and it is funny because, again, you know, he's the best player at his position in college football, and I don't think that's even a debate, and obviously going to be a high first-round pick. But to your point, you don't get much out of Brock Bowers, right? And that's kind of the – I mean, you know, again, there were some of those personalities. You know, again, I had a chance to sit down with Nolan Smith. I mean, he's a bigger-than-life personality, right? And he's a leader in every kind of way, but he's got a lot of personality to him. And even Stetson Bennett, for all the things about him, you know, he's a guy that when you sit next to him, he does exude that air of confidence, you know, about what he's done. Brock Bowers is a very kind of humble guy. I mean, you're not going to get really much in the way out of him. He just goes out there and just dominates on the football field and kind of just does his job.
No, yeah, I don't even know if Brock Bowers understands how good he is himself. I think that's just kind of the way he acts. And I think maybe part of the reason why Kirby Smart decided to bring him up here is it's like, dude, for the rest of your life, you're going to have a camera in front of your face. You're going to be a franchise player for the foreseeable future of your football career. So might as well get used to it now, work those kinks out, and we got to get you better there. So maybe that's what it kind of one of the reasons that led him being up, brought up to Nashville.
So as we start to head toward the season, you know, is it a matter of Carson Beck would have to lose this job, or could somebody beat him out?
The feel I get around the quarterback situation is that it's Carson Beck's job at this point. I think it would more so have to be he lost the job maybe in the season, but I just don't see that happening. I think what he showed in the spring game and even what he showed during the 2022 season, he just showed a guy that has shown tremendous growth over his career. He looks ready to take over that position. I thought he threw the ball around the field during the spring game extremely well, and he just looks like he's ready to take on that role of being not only a starting quarterback at the college level, but to lead the number one team in college football and lead them into the college football playoff and to a national title. So I think at this point, it seems like Carson Beck is just locked into that spot, but maybe something in that season could happen for him to lose a job. But that's the only way I would see him getting on bench from that spot.
What's going to be the biggest battle as we head toward camp? I mean, what's going to be the position that you're really looking out for and to see what kind of battle for the starting spot we get?
Well, for a battle, I would definitely say the second cornerback spot. You know, who's going to be beside Kamari Lassiter? It's kind of been a discussion over the past couple of seasons. You know, it was who's going to be beside Keely Ringo, and then before that, it was who's going to be beside Darren Kendrick. And so now you have who's going to be beside Kamari Lassiter. They got a lot of good guys in the name. You got AJ Harris, Nyland Green, and a lot of dudes in that room that could be competing for that spot. And I don't think that they've settled down on a name just yet. So I think that's one to look for. But then also another position I think going into fall camp that has some questions around it would be the interior defensive line. You have Nazir Stackhouse, but you also lost Jalen Carter. And for the past couple of seasons, you haven't had to deal with that. You lost Jordan Davis and you lost Devontae Wyatt, but you also had Jalen Carter waiting right behind them. This year, you don't exactly have a first-round pick yet waiting to fill in those shoes of the interior defensive line starter. So they have some really talented guys at that spot. Like I said, in Nazir Stackhouse, it looks to be the guy that's going to fill the role to begin with. But it's a matter of can they deliver and can they live up to those expectations and can they maybe transition themselves and formulate themselves into a first-rounder.
So what's the number one strength that when if you look at everything on paper, I mean, you know, tight end room probably number one strength, but what's the other position that you think is the most dominating spot for Georgia?
I would probably have to say offensive line just because you return a lot. You know, you have Cedric Van Prane, who I mentioned earlier, and then you get Tate Ratledge. You have Xavier Trust. You have some continuity there. And then you are going to bring in two new tackles, but Amarius Mims is at this point a veteran in that room, and he's been waiting his turn, and he is going to be ready for that spot. And then it's a matter of who's going to play left tackle, Ernest Green, Is he ready? That's the question there. So, but that still, even with those questions, that room is so freaking talented, and they have been so good over the past couple of years. Probably should have won the Joe Moore Award last year, but they didn't. They gave it to Michigan. But that room has been good, and they're going to be really good this year. And I think that's another reason why so many are expecting Carson Beck to be so productive and so good this season.
Yeah, and he's got some skill position people around him as well. So Jonathan Williams is a writer for Dog Daily. Check out all of his work, and you can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Dr_JWill. And he joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Jonathan, appreciate the time. As always, enjoy the are you going to stay up there, or are you headed back from SEC Media Days? Are you going to take in the entire event?
Oh, no. We'll be here till Thursday, and then once the last round of coaches come through on Thursday, we'll be heading on home. So we're sticking it out here.
All right. Good, good, good. So appreciate the time, Jonathan. We'll talk to you again here soon.
All right, man. Sounds good. Thank you.
When we get back, it will be a quick What's Bugging Chuck, because we're going to hear from Kirby Smart, who was on with Andy and Randy. Had a little bit of fun with the midday guys on the show today. So we'll do a quick What's Bugging Chuckery, and then we'll get right into the Kirby Smart interview. Chuckery here in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.